This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon. This is Frida Liu. It's Resource Centre and it's Her Vantage where we speak to women of influence and leadership. Entrepreneurship is seen as a self-empowering path and of significance to women because it provides a means to becoming self-sufficient, to be in charge of one's own career path, and as a way to rise above the glass ceiling of the corporate world. The good news is the number of women entrepreneurs in Malaysia has increased in the past three decades as a result of emphasis on industrialization, self-employment, and business-oriented employment, and this according to the International Academic Research Journal of Business and Technology 2015. And although there is positive progress in gender composition locally, we still hear cases on gender inequality, especially when it comes to equal salary, opportunities, roles, lack of formal gender diversity, policies and practices in place, among others. I'm here with Yuni Lee Heathcote, Country Director for Malaysia at Telstra, and Andal Krishnan, Executive Committee Special Projects for NAWEM. Welcome, ladies. We're going to be talking about the Telstra Business Women Award in Asia, but before that, maybe your thoughts in today's modern context, what does gender equality mean?
Hi, Frida. As you know, in NAWEM, we are a multiracial women entrepreneurship organization. For us, gender equality would mean that whenever a woman goes into business, especially when she goes to ask for grants and loans, she's not looked upon as a woman, but as a person who's doing business.
Right.
And I'm glad to say that now slowly and definitely you can see a big change in the way women are perceived by banks and angel investors and whoever is willing to part with money. Because what they're looking for is the business case. Is the business good enough for them to support? And many of the women do put a lot of effort to come up with businesses that they are confident of, that it will give them the kind of revenue and also be able to make the world a better place. So therefore, I must say that gender inequality is now seeing the end of the tunnel.
Okay.
So there is light at the end of the
tunnel.
There
is light at the end, and it's not an oncoming train.
No. I think the world is still definitely heading towards a much better avenue.
Okay, in the right direction.
Yes.
In the corporate world, I think the gender is also becoming thinner. It's because previously, women seems perceived that they have less promotion opportunity. They have perceived to be salary remuneration is lesser. So all these things are all the gender inequality.
Mm-hmm.
But where within Telstra is that we believe in the gender diversity, right? Whereby we are giving this opportunity to equal.
To level the playing field.
Yes,
yeah.
Correct.
All right. Of course, NAWEM stands for the National Association of Women Entrepreneurs Malaysia. How have you, I guess, personally seen, or even NAWEM, seen how women have evolved in business over the years? Have you seen that progression happening?
Yes, definitely. And there have been two reasons for that. One is, whatever you say, at the end of the day, women do see her role as a mother and wife very, very seriously. So one of the things has been in our favor is the advent of e-commerce.
Yeah.
So almost every woman now want to go into business because she doesn't have to leave her house. She doesn't want to. She can stay at home. At the same time, rake in the millions if you like.
Mm.
And so there is a lot of selling going on in the e-commerce, selling and buying. So we see that as a way that will definitely be gender unbiased in terms of business. Another thing is, of course, better education.
Mm-hmm.
Better education, better awareness, the desire, lots of role models.
Yeah.
All over the world you hear about women who have made it, rich. And I don't think there's any excuse for women to say for gender inequality. But I know everybody out there is going to say, no, that's not true, Andal. So I must say, it does still take, there are still areas, pockets of gender inequality. But like I have to quote my patron, Tan Sri Rafidaziz, there's no glass ceiling. There's only a perceived glass ceiling. So let's move with a positive mindset.
Okay, and of course, now when you have a representation of women who are what we call micro-entrepreneurs, micro-businesses, and also larger organizations as well. So you see the gamut. Do they have the same challenges?
excellent question, because this is exactly what I want to say. You see, there are four levels. Mm. That's micro. That means you've got the entry level. Women. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, women who are the nasi lemak sellers, yes, and the curry puff sellers. Then you have the small, the medium, and then you have the large. Mm. Where we find in our women, and I think it's all over ASEAN, is that women in micro, they don't transcend to the small as quickly as they should.
Okay.
Now you may ask, is it because of gender inequality? Probably. But I think a lot of them don't do it. It's a self-imposed kind of restrictions, you know, because they're quite satisfied. So in Nawem, we have the whole lot of a group, like you just said. But we do find it difficult to push them up. Okay. So we are really making a concerted effort to give them the kind of exposure to say, come on, you can't be micro all your life.
Yeah.
Just move up to small. And small, don't be small. Go to medium, etc.
Right.
And we want to see some of our medium enterprises becoming large and going into the stock exchange.
Yeah, okay.
Really want to see that.
Now, of course, this is why you've tied up with Telstra. And this is the Telstra Business Women Award in Asia. This is the first time it's being held in Asia, right?
Yes.
So this is a history of, what, 20 years in Australia?
We've been doing this in Australia for the past 20 years. Mm-hmm. So we have really expanded to a lot of categories. We went down to the categories like New Startup, Young Business Women Award, even in a corporate or private sector, government and all that. We have a lot of categories within Australia itself.
Mm-hmm.
But because Telstra is focusing our business into Asia, and we wanted to put a lot of the energy and resources into Asia as well. And I think it's really very timely for us to expand this business to Asia.
Hmm.
That's the reason why this is the first year we're doing it.
Okay, so Telstra has been doing this focused on women only all this while?
Yes, only women.
Oh, okay, so it wasn't a business award that was across both genders and all that?
No, not really. If I may go back to your earlier question in terms of the gender equality, mm-hmm, what does it mean to Telstra? Is that in the telecommunication business, it's very common to see that it's a very male-dominated industry. And more so that engineers and designers, solutions and all this are all pretty much a very male-dominated. We believe in Telstra that a lot of the goodness will come from the ladies as well, right?
Mm-hmm.
Being the women. And a lot of good contribution coming from women as well. So therefore, it's very important for Telstra to recognize, given the same equal opportunity to women, to excel in this part of the business.
Right. We'll talk a little bit more about the Telstra Business Women Award after this, what it entails and what they're looking for. I'm here with Unilee Heathcourt from Telstra and Andal Krishnan from Nawem. You're listening to Resource Centre, BFM 89.9. Good afternoon. This is Frida Liu. If you've just joined us, this Resource Centre is Her Vantage, where we speak to women of influence and leadership. I'm here with Unilee Heathcourt from Telstra and Andal Krishnan from Nawem. Nawem is the National Association of Women Entrepreneurs Malaysia. We're talking about the Telstra Business Award, something that has been around in Australia for 20 years and the first time that it's being held in Asia, Malaysia, you know, this year. So with a lot of focus into Asia as well. So with this award, are we looking for a woman in just Malaysia alone, or is there just going to be, when you talk about Asia, it's going to be a few countries in Asia going for that title?
Yes, yes. This award opens to whole Asia. Yeah, Asia like Malaysia, Vietnam, Cambodia, Philippines, Indonesia, and even countries like China and Bhutan. You know, okay. So we're open to all these countries.
Mm. Okay, so and what are you looking for?
We are looking for aspiring women who has a very good story to share, right? When I'm talking about stories, right, is that we are not looking for their business who has been very good in terms of the revenue,
mm-hmm,
in terms of the market share, in terms of the customer size. No, we are looking into individual women, right, who has a good, compelling stories to tell in the lights of like business challenges they have already experienced, how they overcome it, their adversity, right, their business problems that
they were able to overcome. Okay.
Yes, correct. And also more importantly is their self-belief, right, in terms of rising the
above.
Game.
Okay.
Yes, correct.
Rising above it as well.
Yeah.
So who will be judging this and what are they? Is it judged on the story as well?
Yes, correct. It will judge on the stories. And what I mentioned just now is all the criteria they're looking for, right, in terms of the business impact, in terms of how they overcome their business problems, their innovative thinking, okay. and their adversity.
Are there any past stories, I mean, out of Australia, which you can share with us, which was a great, compelling story?
One that I recall is an Australian. Her name is Miss Kim Tran. Mm-hmm. She is into beauty products.
Okay.
She started the business about like 19 years old. When she won the award, she was about like 27 years old. So she's considered very young.
Hmm.
Yeah, and she has really done a lot in terms of bringing the business, expanding the business.
Okay, so this is so these kind of stories where they've overcome. So that's Australia. So it's going to be quite tough if you're looking at women from all over Asia trying to go for that title. You think we have a good chance in Malaysia, Anda?
Yes, I was just thinking while she was talking. Like in the case of Nawem, yes, we certainly do because we have women who have gone into the male-dominated areas, like into manufacturing, and we have got women who are in the export trade in F&B, which is something that women do well as well. And we have got women who are in the jewellery business. Now, but what she was saying about a compelling story,
yeah.
we want to encourage women who may not even have made it in terms of making profits yet, but the very fact that they are doing business and they are making a difference in the community, I think we want to encourage them as well.
Mm.
Because here it's not about winning, it's about making the first step, telling the story, telling the world. And the moment you start doing it, and other people coming to know it,
yeah.
you will start to believe in yourself.
Mm.
So this is a very good opportunity for women to believe in themselves, that there's somebody out there, a developed country if you like, who are willing to listen to the stories of the ASEAN women.
Okay.
So we really want to participate in this.
So do women have to be a member of NAWEM before they can participate?
No, of course.
But yeah. you know the greatest pool
of
is
course.
There.
Yeah. And that's the reason why we chose NAWEM right, to partner with, right? Because we believe that they've done a lot of good work in terms of the business women in local Malaysia here.
Okay. So how can people participate? Where do they go to? When's the closing date?
There's a website. Okay, the website is actually Telstra Business Women Award. The nomination can be self-nominated or you can be nominated by other person as well.
Okay, and the closing date for this?
On the 20th of June.
Okay, 20th of June. And, you know, so far, what's the response like been like for, you know, of course, this was announced through NAWEM as well.
Yes, our members have already got the nomination forms. They've been told what to do. And we've had calls. Mm. We have had calls from our members. And we want to help them to put the application together.
Mm.
So we hope, yes. We don't know exactly how many, but we think there'll be a few.
Okay, is there money in this?
Oh, yes.
Okay, how much? Okay.
I'm energized when I talk about money. There is cash grants. There's cash grants given, right, for this award, for the winner. But it's more importantly is that money is beside the point, right? Mm-hmm. It's really the given the Malaysian business women, right, and platform and avenue, right, to reach out to the rest of the world in terms of networking.
Okay.
Because we have been doing it for many years, right, in Australia. So we have a very rich pool of lady communities in terms of the business. So all the shortlisted, right, not the winners, shortlisted will be all flown to Melbourne by end of the year. Will be expected in end November, right, to receive, so-called, to go through the series of workshops and the judging and all this stuff. And then finally, the gala night, right, to announce the winner.
Okay.
So they will have a lot of opportunities to do socialize, to do networking, to connect, right, you know, all this kind of a business community.
But how much? A lot of money. So there's that, and then there's that networking. So there'll be a couple. How many will be selected from each country? Do we know?
There's no specific as to how many entries or shortlisted will be from each country.
Mm-hmm.
It's all about really the storytelling, right? As I mentioned, the compelling reason. So it could be probably, I'm just quoting an example, could be all 10 from Malaysia, right? You know, so it's really about their submission.
Okay, we expect a lot from Malaysia.
Yes.
I'm biased. I'm biased.
You must learn to tell the story.
Okay, learn to tell the story. So that's it's very exciting. So there's the Telstra Business Women Award in Asia. Of course, you can just go to the website and you know, nominate yourself or get someone to nominate you. So thanks for being with us, ladies. Uni Lee Heathcote from Telstra and Andal Krishnan from NAWEM. You've been listening to Resource Centre, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.